Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This story, it's a couple from Allentown, Pennsylvania. They've been together for a long, long time.
Through thick and thin.
Boy, real, real thin. As thin as the bad, yeah. Thin as the bad.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess I don't know.
You got to see this. If you are someone who is a fancy idiot and can watch with us, they are so happy to talk about how bad she was. And he may have been bad, too.
Okay.
But probably not this bad.
And I'm sure something spurred what she did.
She did something that's so bad, and then she just says, I don't know what I was thinking. And he's like, yeah, me neither.
Okay.
It blows my mind.
All right.
They say what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Such is the case for an Allentown couple whose romance made headlines 40 years ago before hitting the silver screen.
69 News reporter Jackie Ferris introduces us to the Totos, who know a thing or two about love and forgiveness.
Wow.
It's an unusual gallery.
Everything you see is a memory.
About a very unusual but happy couple.
So, just to recap what we know so far, their love story has been turned into a movie.
Okay, which I saw apparently a letter by Kevin Kline.
Started it. Yeah. And they're very happy to show you their little.
So, at this point, you're thinking, oh man, their love story, you know, conquered something terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Like they were separated by war.
It's the early 80s. Maybe he was one of the Iranian hostages.
Yeah.
She tied so many yellow ribbons for that guy.
Yeah, someone maybe. Survived a plane crash.
Knows? Yeah. Yeah, he pulled her out of the rubble of the Berlin Wall.
Yeah.
Who knows?
A love story.
This year, Tony and Frances Toto will celebrate 57 years of marriage.
We've been blessed that we are together all these years. There was a one time when we had some rough time.
When Tony.
Okay.
One time that we had some rough time.
Okay. So take a guess, Hot Wings. What do you think the one bump in the road was?
I mean, you know, I bet they had just gotten a new Buick and she ran it into the corner of the garage.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
When Tony says they had a rough time, he's putting it mildly. The year was 1983. Tony and Frances had 4 kids and a pizza shop. But then Tony strayed from the marriage, and Frances found out.
Okay. He was slutting it up.
He was.
Oh, Tony strayed.
He was giving his pepperoni to people that weren't paying for it.
Okay, yeah.
Till death do us part. Till Martha next door parted her legs.
Here's Tony's salami.
Till death do us part. Spot on.
Yeah.
So you decided you were going to kill your husband.
Yeah. What happened next was like
it's
something
so casual.
Out of them.
So you decided you were going to kill your husband. And she goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Movie.
It's the pizza man.
Hello, pizza man.
Hollywood thought so too, turning the Toto's troubles into a feature film called I Love You to Death. Well, not everything
in the
movie.
That looks like one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
I don't know.
I thought it was a porno.
I did too.
It looks like
big sausage pizza delivery.
The movie is accurate. Frances did hire teenage hitmen to help her try to kill Tony 5 times, including failed attempts.
Five times. Man, she needs a better hitman than teenagers.
Guys, including failed attempts to blow up his car and attack him with a baseball bat. One night, Frances put a bottle of sleeping pills in Tony's food, and then the hitmen shot him.
Twice, one in the back of my head.
God!
Went, wow!
And then the bullet went right through the chest.
So they shot him in the back of the head
while he was put out on sleeping pills.
And through the chest.
Sleeping pills.
And they still didn't get him?
Undefeated, this guy, man.
And the one in his head is still there. I don't think I was thinking straight.
You were either.
I was thinking straight.
Neither was he. He had a bullet in his skull.
Yeah, can't see anything straight or thin.
No wonder he's like, well, it's all about forgiveness. He's just walking on eggshells for the last 40 years. This old lady, this old whore is going to kill me.
It was like a love-hate kind of a thing.
Because of the pills, Tony's system slowed down. He was in a daze and says he didn't feel a thing, believing Frances when she told him he had the flu.
Looks like it was trying to come. It looks like it went in through the back of his head and tried to come out of his nose.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
So wait, he was dying, and she told him he had the flu?
Yeah, that flu where you get holes in you. Hot lead holes.
Yeah.
After 5 days, police found out about the plot and arrested Frances and the teenage hitman. Tony spent 12 days in the hospital. The first thing he did when he was discharged was bail out Frances.
And then we both cry and we said to each other, you know, for now on, let's talk.
Boy, that's
a
big lesson.
Let's communicate better.
Let's not try to have sex with other ladies and then maybe not have me killed so many times.
Something that we should have done before.
So oh, you mean like when you got married? Yeah. When you took vows?
From now on, let's try to like to have a good fun.
Was from different time.
So that's what was missing.
Tony and Frances say that tearful moment was a new beginning for their relationship. And to help them stay on track, they got counseling.
Can I
like
forgive
how they call it a tearful moment. And he said that she tried to murder him like 9 times.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least five.
Five, yeah.
It was just five.
But that was just Hollywood. I wonder if it really was five. It was unclear on whether that was part of the what actually happened or not.
Did I forgive her? Yes, nothing happened to me. Yes, that's okay. Don't
something did happen
nothing
to you.
Nothing happened to you. She drugged you and then had you shot.
Yeah, and that was after the bowling or the baseball bat fail.
Yeah, and then she
tried to blow
you
up your car.
Flu.
Yeah.
Don't do it again, Fred. Take it easy, eh?
No.
Hey,
there
yeah,
it is.
Man, yeah.
Don't do it again, man. Take
hey,
it easy, eh?
No, I mean, hey. I mean, sometimes a little lady they go crazy.
She's smiling, but she's like, I'm going to treat your head like a butcher block. So many knives.
But Frances had to pay for what she did, spending 4 years in prison, talking to Tony on the phone every day. Then in 1990, a silver lining to their dark cloud, I Love You to Death hit theaters.
And Siskel and Ebert give it 2 thumbs up.
Tony what and Frances traveled to movie premieres around the world and were featured in thousands of newspaper and magazine articles.
With her smiling, just said, her husband won't die. Like, what are you doing?
This is just ridiculous.
I was not happy about that gun over there. I'll make sure it was empty.
40 years later, things are much quieter. Tony assembled this gallery as proof that, like the headline says, love can conquer all.
Oh, boy, that room looks so nice.
It does. Yep. Oh,
yeah.
The wood paneling, the yellowing news articles. Mm.
Everything just stapled up there.
Yeah, just exactly what you would imagine from an elderly couple named Tony and Frances.
Who's celebrating the 40th anniversary of her trying to murder
and
him.
And wants him to pizza place.
Wait, Hallmark doesn't make a card for that.
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't have a marble lion in there somewhere.
They do. Somewhere.
When she dropped it on his head from the ceiling.
Probably.
That's a nice coffee over there. What about espresso coffee, eh?
The couple's...
Hey, why don't you mind your own business before I break this over your head?
I noticed you got a good-looking cup of coffee. But you ain't lived till you have an espresso or
whatever.
See,
this is what I always imagined your house like.
This is my family.
Minus the murder.
Yeah, oh, well.
Couple says they know their situation is one in a million, and many people won't agree with it or understand it. And
why do they have so much cough syrup and orange juice on the table?
Well,
cough syrup is to knock him out, no doubt, because the teenagers are waiting out on the front porch.
What's going on here?
I mean,
it's Russian roulette. Yeah. It's Italian roulette.
Hey, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, sometimes when you're in the house, you start to get a little scurvy.
Yeah. You might, you just close your eyes and you pick one. You might get some anti-cough medicine, or you might get some ocean spray.
I like how they have the photo montage from every college dorm ever hanging up in their dining room.
Right.
While they stop talking publicly about what happened long ago.
If we could help one or two families.
Right, yeah, you're on the news. The news is public.
When did you stop talking about it?
From this point forward, we no longer talk about it.
We had to change the board. The board said many days. Now, back to zero.
family is worth it.
They wanted to share their story now as an extreme example of the importance of communication in a marriage.
Hey, Steve, go backward about 10 seconds, and you try to tell me which light switch gets used the most.
Oh.
One never gets used, and the other one gets used a lot.
Gross. It's the grease one. Look at that.
It's so different colored.
Oh. The other one's definitely the fan, because old people never use fans.
Yeah. Right.
No, don't even, they get too cold.
Hot. Oh, it's stagnant. Their fan, if you look up at it, it looks like it's growing hair.
Yes.
Because there's so much dust just cascading off the side of it.
Story now as an extreme example of the importance of communication in a marriage. Jackie Ferris, 69 News.
You know she's holding a gun on him under the table right there. You say the right thing,
Keep
Tony, or this will be the death of you.
Keep smiling.
You want your balls blown into the kitchen again?
Yeah.
And right now, the anchor is fantasizing about doing this to her husband.
And once again, as Jackie pointed out, the Totos are an unusual situation that happened 40 years ago. So if you or a loved one's being abused or you're afraid for your safety, help is available.
Leave it to the news.
I mean, I know what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
It just feels a little weird.
It does. Yeah.
Remember, this story is pretty crazy. Not everyone lives through murder attempts. Here's a number to call before you get killed in your sleep.
Abuse
Do you have the flu
ago.
Where it gives you bullet holes?
Oh.
Abuse 40 years ago is just called marriage.
Yeah. Someday, you may call this hotline now, but someday you'll laugh about how fun it was.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.